Hey, and welcome back to the Straight Shooter Recruiter. I'm Emily, a senior recruiter by day, podcast host by night, and then YouTuber and career coach on the weekends. I needed a breath after that one. I did not plan accordingly, but hi, how are you guys doing? I can't even tell you how excited I am to be hanging out with you again. This is seriously my favorite part of every single week. And even though as I record these, I'm obviously sitting alone in my pajamas on a Sunday afternoon, it still kind of feels like we're hanging out, to which I say, what's up? Miss you. I hope everyone's been doing really well. I know that 2021 has been full of surprises already, hopefully some positive ones coming soon. But today I really wanted to talk about something that is, you know, really, really common, especially in folks in their early career, even well into their career. And it's personally something that I've dealt with in my career as well. It's what to do if you don't like your job. I know, it's kind of taboo. We're supposed to be so grateful for having employment, and yes, we definitely are, but everyone has had a job that they freaking hate. So this episode is dedicated to how to get through it. You know, how do we overcome it? How do we manipulate the job to make us happy? Or on the flip side, how do we recognize that this job is never going to make us happy? So if you're miserable, you're upset, you're not loving your job, you are in the right place. So grab a coffee, get comfortable, and let's talk careers. You know the feeling. It's Sunday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're in your pajamas. You're watching The Handmaid's Tale with a bowl of popcorn, and then it hits you. Oh my God, I have to work tomorrow, and I freaking hate my job. You know exactly what I'm talking about. When you don't like your job, the Sunday scaries, they're on 200 out of 100. When you hate your job, Monday at 9 a.m. really feels a whole lot worse. You are so much less motivated, you are less excited, and it feels literally soul-sucking. We have all been there, especially early in my career. I'm not gonna lie, guys. I had a couple jobs I didn't really like. You know how much I hate numbers, you know how much I hate data, and some of my early career roles definitely focused on like a data and administrative side of things that frankly I wasn't great at, I didn't like, made me feel like crap, I was super stressed out about it, and it really impacted my overall well-being. And I'm guessing if you're here too, you're probably in the same boat. The first thing I want to talk about is we have to separate church and state here, okay? You are not defined by your job. None of us are. And I know capitalism and the world makes that very difficult to kind of think through. But remember, you are an individual person outside of your work, okay? Your work does not define who you are. On your last days on this earth, no one is going to say, wow, they were such a productive worker. Wow, they were never late for work ever. Wow, they really knew how to facilitate a meeting. Nobody's going to say that. We're going to talk about who you are, how you make people feel, your values, you know, what good you did in this planet. So let's separate church and state. Not liking your job should not equate to you not liking yourself or being disappointed in yourself, okay? You are not the problem here. Your job is. We are going to figure out how to make it work for you or how we're going to run for the hills. When you're in this situation, you really need to get real with yourself. Pay attention to why you don't like this job. Is it because your manager is treating you like crap? Is it because the work is boring? Are you not challenged at work? Are you too challenged? Are you overworked? Are you doing things that you didn't expect to do that you're not excited about? So get very honest with yourself about why you don't like this job. It's not enough just to say, I hate it, I want a new one. Pay attention to why you don't like this job so that you don't end up in a situation like this in the future. For example, for me, I knew I really didn't like the administrative or data-based side of recruiting. Not to say that I'm never going to work with data again. I work with data all the time, but it's 15 or 20% of my job versus 80 or 90% that it was 5 or 6 years ago. So make sure you're paying attention to the reason you don't like this job. And I always recommend writing it down. I'm such a list person. So I would actually write a list of the things you don't like so that you don't land yourself in this position all over again a couple of years down the line. The next thing you're going to ask yourself is, can I fix it? There are some things when it comes to bad jobs or jobs you don't like that are fixable. If the workload is too much, you might have an opportunity to chat with your manager, and I'll talk to you a little bit more about this later in the episode. But if you've got a manager who generally isn't supportive, doesn't value you, talks down to you, is disrespectful, I don't know how to tell you this, but that's never going to change, okay? In my personal opinion, and actually some statistics do back this up, people very rarely leave bad jobs, they leave bad bosses. So if your boss falls into the category of someone who is not supportive, That's never going to change. In my ever so humble opinion, I would recommend walking away. But on the flip side of that, if you've got little things that we could improve or that we can salvage to make sure that you can stay in this job just a little bit longer, sometimes it's worth exploring that. Now, you guys know my go-to motto, my saying that gets me through the day is if it costs you your peace, it is too expensive. There might be little things you could change about this job that could make it better, but still won't make it a job that you actually like. So make sure that if you decide to salvage this role, if you decide to invest a little bit more time here, make sure that it's not negatively impacting your wellness and your mental health. So all to say, it is extremely important to figure out why you don't like this job so that you can see if it's fixable and B, if you even want to fix it. Timing is also something that you're probably going to want to pay attention to. I say this because it's really easy to be overwhelmed or feel like you hate your job a couple of weeks in, or even your first, 3, 4, sometimes 5 months. Oftentimes we hate jobs that we feel we don't understand because it's easy to feel overwhelmed or like we're stupid or like we're incapable. But once you start to get, the hang of things, you kind of get a feel for the team, for the work, suddenly that burden starts to lighten a little bit. So pay attention about how much time you've been in the role. If it's only been a month or two, maybe 3 months, maybe a couple of weeks, my personal piece of advice is wait a little bit, wait it out. Definitely still go through this exercise that we're talking through, but you don't want to jump ship too early. I can tell you, a very personal example of this. When I first started in the recruitment space, I felt so overwhelmed. I felt so stupid. I hated my job. I felt like I kept messing up. But after about 3 or 4 months in the role, after I absorbed a lot of that learning curve, I fell in love with it. Once I felt comfortable with the work I was doing, I was absolutely over the moon, but there was definitely a hump I had to get over to actually get to that place. So don't jump ship too early. Definitely give yourself a chance to see if this is the right fit for you. And the other thing, I know this is something many people already know, but generally, it's not a great look on your resume to jump jobs too much. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes you do have to jump jobs. Like I said, if this is costing you your peace, if it is genuinely disrupting your wellness, your happiness, your overall well-being, it's okay to leave. It's okay to jump jobs if it's only been a couple of months. But I would save that for emergency situations. I would not make that the norm. Save that for times where it is absolutely necessary. I'm going to operate under the assumption that if you're still here, it's because there's something that you can salvage. If you've hit the point where you realize nothing you do is going to make this job better, you honestly have no choice but to walk away or to suck it up. I mean, if that's really what you want to do, but I'm going to assume that there is something here that is somewhat redeeming about this position. What I really want you to focus on as part of this next segment of the podcast is what things could make this job a little bit better. Okay, so think about this. If you've got a job that's mostly data driven and you're not loving data, what are some projects happening on your team that you could add to the work you do that would make you feel better? And I know generally the idea of adding more work isn't attractive, but when you're splitting that up between things you like, things you don't like, it can add a lot more of a sense of fulfillment. It can add a lot more energy to your day. I know for me personally, when I have to work on reporting, I make sure I break it up with some interviews or some presentations so that I can feel happy again. So that's one tip I would highly recommend doing. So really think through what things could you add or change in your role that are actually doable that would make you happy. You're going to write that out in a list as well. You already know what's coming next. If you listen to me for a long time, you know how much I value the relationship that you have with your manager or your supervisor, whoever it might be that's a step above you. Have a conversation with them. Book 30 minutes of uninterrupted time and be vulnerable. Now, listen to me ever so carefully. You don't want to go into this conversation and say, I hate my job. It's the worst. This is the worst job ever. That's not how you're going to build a long-standing productive relationship with your boss. You want to go in and reframe it. You want to say, I'm enjoying this element of my work and I would be really happy if I could focus a little bit more on that. Is that an option? So you're going to come to the table with a list of things that could make your job a little bit more bearable. Present that to your boss and say, I'm really enjoying my work here. This in particular is really important to me. Is there an opportunity for me to focus on this more? And this is really going to open the kind of gates of conversation with your boss. They're there to help you. They're there to develop you. They're there to mentor you. And you being vulnerable saying, this is an area I want to focus on is generally something that's going to be well received. On the flip side of this, if your boss hears what you have to say and says, tough, you know what? You're not going to be able to work on that. I want you to focus on this. There's no capacity. You can push back a little bit and say, that's great. For me to feel fulfilled, I would love to work on a little bit more of this. And if they push back again and say, yeah, tough, meh, you know what? That's probably a boss that's not interested in supporting your development long term. I would personally categorize that as we can't salvage this. If your boss isn't willing to support you through the transition that is your career, is that really a boss you want to be working for all that much longer? I also kind of wanted to get a little bit philosophical. This is totally like just off the top of my head that I was thinking about. I think so many people will tell you, well, you're making money, who cares? Like, who cares if you don't like your job? You're making money. And then there's a totally different population of people who will say the opposite, who will say, if it's not fulfilling you, it's not worth it. You know, don't sell your soul just for a paycheck. And I really don't think there's a right or wrong answer. I think it just depends on you and where you get your joy. For me personally, I actually get a lot of my joy from work. Like, I love the work that I do. A big part of my identity, honestly, comes from work. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but it's true. It's what it is for me. So for me personally, I would rather do something I absolutely love and get paid less than do something I hate and get paid more. That's just my personal stance. But you also need to factor, you know, what that means for you as part of your decision. If you're okay with having a job you hate for that coin, for that, you know, money at the end of the week every Friday, that's okay too. All the power to you. But it's definitely something to keep in the back of your mind, because I've been there. I've been in jobs that I absolutely hated and it sucked. Like, it really affected my wellness, because so much of my identity and my, not my personality, but I guess what brings me joy really does come from my work. So just another thing to kind of think about as you're working through this.
You're miserable. It's true.
I hated that. Why do I always do this? Why do I always feel the need to break out into song? I'm so sorry to your eardrums. Are you okay? How are you feeling? Don't sue me. That was a lot. Anyways, it is so normal to be in positions where you don't like your job. It is going to happen at least once, twice, probably five times over the course of your career, but it's a learning opportunity. So make sure that you take this as a chance to learn. Figure out what you don't like. Figure out if there's anything you can do to improve the situation. And ultimately, if you are not being supported to make those adjustments, walk away. Nothing is worth the cost of your peace. Granted, I know that's not the situation everyone is in. Sometimes we have financial obligations, we have mortgages, we have kids, we have car payments. I know it's not always that easy. So by no means is my advice to abruptly quit your job and hope for the best. My advice would be start networking, start putting a feeler out at companies you might be interested in, start applying to different companies. So really just starting to put your foot back into the job searching space. I know it's overwhelming, but nothing is worth the price of your happiness. Doesn't matter what you're getting paid, okay? Thank you so much for hanging out with me this week. I don't know what's going on, but I'm kind of loving these short style episodes. Tell me what you think. I think they're quite fun, but I'm so excited to hang out with you next week. You know I've got a great episode en route. I am so excited about it. Make sure you're heading over to my YouTube, The Straight Shooter Recruiter, going over to my Instagram at emily.the.recruiter, and please leave a rating and review for this podcast. It helps me so much. I appreciate you more than you know. Have an amazing day, and I will hang out with you next week.